Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be Lulu Nishmas. My grandfather, Rabbi Alexander Zusha ben Rabbi Yosef, his Yortzeit was earlier today, Yud Dalid Be'ov, and this should be an Ilui for his neshama and for our neshamas. We are in the Sefer Ori V'Yishi of Rav Charlap in the third Perek, Me'marom, the seventh volume, which he called Ori V'Yishi. And he begins with a pasuk, V'yadato hayom v'ashevaso l'vecho, ki Hashem hu elokim b'shamayim imah v'al eretz mitochas ein od. So we see that in order to do true tshuva, v'ashevaso el l'vecho, we have to know that Hashem is God in the heavens and the earth, and there is none other. That's the yisod of tshuva. Tshuva is knowing that there is a Hashem and that that's all there is. Ein od, there's no other true metzias. So we go to a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Akavia ben Mahalalel Omer, Histakel b'shol shedvarim, look at three things and you're not going to come to Avera. Look at where you came from, where you're going to, and in front of whom you're giving din v'cheshbon. Where did you come from a tipa srucha, from a putrid drop of semen? Where are you going to? You're going to a place of worms and dust. And who are you going to give din v'cheshbon in front of? Who are you going to have to give final reckoning to? The King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems from this Mishnah that you have to look at all three things. Histakel b'shlosh dvarim. If not, the Mishnah should have said, look at one of these three things. But it's mashmi, you have to look at all three. Where you came from, where you're going to, and who you're giving din v'cheshbon in front of. However, apparently it's shver. We have a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Hei. The Reish Lakish says that there are three different things you can do in order to overcome your Yetzer Hara. You should get your Yetzer HaTov angry at your Yetzer Hara. If it wins, good. And if not, say Shema. If not, learn Torah. If not, remind yourself of the Yom HaMisa. See, you don't have to do all three things. It seems that each time, if you do one of the three things, one of the three memories, the Gemara implies, that suffices. You don't have to remember all three. You don't have to do all three. You don't need both learning Shema and reminding yourself of the day of death. One of the three is enough. Masha'in Kain, the Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say you need all three things. So what's the difference? If you look carefully at the Mishnah and Avos, it says Veina Taba Lidei Aveira. Lidei implies that you are going to be completely free from the Aveira. Yad is even a little bit, like Yados Nedarim, Yadai Mochichos, like a handle, a little bit of this of sin. If you want to completely free yourself from the shackles of sin, you have to look at all three things. And the Gemara in Brachos is talking about winning one battle. If you have one battle with the Yetzer Hara, the way to beat it is look at one of the three. But if you want to completely free yourself from sin, if you want to be like David HaMelech, Pardon, the Gemara says, "V'libi cholol b'kirbi," that he had completely defeated his Yetzer Hara, and it's as if his Yetzer Hara had died. For that, you need to look at all three things. But if you just want to win this temporary battle, it's enough to look at one of the three. Moreover, after the Yetzer Hara grabs a person, the Eitzah of Lufnei Miata Silitein Becheshman doesn't necessarily help. The Chovas Halavava says that the Yetzirah is your the hater, the one who hates you. What's pshat? Why would the Yetzirah hate you? The Yetzirah's job is a malach to get you to sin in order that you should overcome the Yetzirah. So why should he hate you? He should like you. He's doing his job, you're doing your job. So the answer. Originally the Yetzer Hara comes to fill its job to seduce a person to sin in order that the person shouldn't sin and receive his schar. But afterwards, when a person is subordinate to the Yetzer Hara and listens to his Eitzah, so then he gives koach to the Sitra, to the dark side. He gives koach to the Yetzer Hara, and then the Yetzer Hara starts hating him because He says, look at what you did to me. You made me bigger and stronger. That wasn't your job. Your job was to defeat me. And then the Yetzirah gets so angry at the person, he tries to get the person to do the worst of Averis. Originally, the Nachash came before Adam Arishon, and he seduced him. He was nice, he was friendly, he was talking to Chava. Everybody was part of the Chavra. But afterwards comes the Klal of Eiva Oshis, Hu Yishuv Charosh, Vatat Yishufenu Akev. There's going to be this terrible hatred, you're going to try to destroy each other. There's going to be Sinna, and that's because of the sin. Once a person sins, it creates Sinna. Ah, there it is, same word. That before the Yetzirah gets you, B'derech Pitui, and then B'derech Sinna, because he's so angry that you gave in to him the first time. So therefore he tries to get a person not only to do Ones, he tries to get him to Shogeg, Mezid, whatever, to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he had such Sinna for him. And therefore, when a person, when a person feels guilty when he's doing an Aveira, it's not mitzad the Yetzer Tov. V'horayah, the Zohar says, that be'idna the Yetzer Hara, less man the mitkar the Yetzer HaTov. When the Yetzer Hara is being active, nobody remembers the Yetzer HaTov. So then what are you feeling guilty for if it's not the Yetzer HaTov? The answer is that's part of the sin of the Yetzer Hara. So it's not enough that he gets the person to do this Aveira, b'shogeg or b'mezid. He wants the person to rebel against Hashem. So he makes him feel guilty that he remembers that there's a God and he's still doing the Aveira. And therefore, after he remembers that after the Yetzirah takes hold of him, it's not going to help to remember who he's giving Din V'Cheshbon in front of. Because he's Yodea Sribonu Miskavin Limrod Bo. He says, I know there's a God, I'm feeling guilty, but I'm doing it anyway. It's not going to help. What should he remember? He should remember Yom HaMisa. Because Yom HaMisa is the time where the Yetzirah has no more power over a person. That's his gvul. His gvul is life. But after life, the Yetzihara has no more power. Beyond life, the Yetzihara has no more power. If a person loves his life enough, that love of life is going to be able to overpower the Yetzihara. The Yetzihara only has power in this world. When a person remembers that he's going to die and that it's all going to end, that's more powerful than the Yetzihara. Because a person doesn't want to die. A person loves life. A person's love of life is stronger than the Yetzihara. Into the realm of death, the Yetzihara doesn't have power. The Yetzihara can't get a person to want to die. And Rav Chalap says that when a person commits suicide, it's not because he doesn't love life. It's because he loves life so much and he sees that it's not fulfilling his expectations. But he really loves life, and if he could have a good life, then he would take it. But when he doesn't, when he sees that life isn't good and he loses hope, he commits suicide. It's really because a person loves life. So therefore, if a person remembers death, that beats the Yetzirah, because your person's saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to that place where it's going to end. There's going to be no more life, and I love life, and this sin is going to take me to that place of death. So it's not kedai for me. I love my life more than I love this sin. So the Yetzihara doesn't have power more than Avos HaChayim. Going into the realm of death, that's where the Yetzihara doesn't have power, because a person doesn't want to die. So even if the Yetzihara is already mislavish on a person, the Yetzihara already attacks a person, remembering the Yom HaMisa is going to help. Masha'en Kain. The Lifnei Mi'ata Osid Litein Din V'Cheshbon. That person remembers who he's going to give Din V'Cheshbon in front of. There the Yetzirah is going to say, yeah, you're going to give Din V'Cheshbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So be Yodeas Ribonu Miskavin Limrod Bo. Who cares what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? That's the guilt feelings that a person has when he sins. He's going to remember that he's coming before God and he's doing the sin anyway. So what is he going to do? He's going to change his attitude. He's going to say, who cares what God thinks? I know God is watching me. And then he becomes rebellious. But before the Yetzirah enclothes a person, before the Yetzirah overpowers a person, then he can look at the Shlosha Dvarim and he won't be mesugal at all to even think about Veira. He can look at the Shlosh Advarim, and then he can get to a point where he's not even capable of doing an Aveira, where he came from, where he's going to, he's giving Din B'Cheshbon in front of, that's before he gets into the hands of sin. We have to know that a person has to be on the Madreig of an Adam. An Adam doesn't sin. That's why the Gemara says, Atem Kriyam Adam, B'lo Musolim Kriyam Adam. Because Adam in the greatest form, in the purest form, is not Mesugal, is not even capable of sinning. The world was created for Klal Yisrael, for the Torah, where there's no place for sin, where it's just pure, where it's holy, where it's before creation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating before there was even sin around. And that's when Am Yisrael was, because we're not Shayach to Aveira. So we have to connect to that point of pre-Aveira, where there's no Aveira. And it's only because Adam HaRishon was connected also to the Einam Yehudim. So then that's what gives us a shaychus to Aveira. We see a lot of Jews do a lot of Averas, because we have this shaychus to the Nefashah, says Rav Chalap, to the Umas HaOlam. That's why we fall. But if we connect to our true spirit, to our true roots, there'd never be any sin. That's what we have to appreciate, that we're holy, even our bodies are holy. Ramach Evarim B'Shasagidim Keneged the Ramach Mitzis Asay, and the Shasa, 248 limbs, 365 sinews, 248 Mitzvahs Asay, 365 Mitzvahs Losa Asay. And we have to know that even though we look like them, we talk like them, we eat like them, we drink like them, we sleep like them, nevertheless, Hein Am Levadad Yishkonu V'Goyim LeYishchashav, but we're different. Even the limbs are different, and certainly the soul is different, and a Jew has to feel special. But when we forget, then we go down, our Majrega is lowered. And that's what it means. It's not only supposed to put fear in us, but to see the cover that we have, that we get to go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wow! How gevaldik is that? We get to give Din B'Cheshbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to make a person feel so special that he has this relationship with Hashem. And that's what it says. Din B'Cheshbon. What's this thing? Din and Cheshbon. Din is an accounting, a judgment. Cheshbon is an accounting. So what's the difference between a judgment and an accounting? So we know that there's something called Din. Din is the Aveir itself, that God is going to judge us on the sin. But there's also Cheshbon, on the Tsar that we caused above in Shemayim, that requires an Onesh, that we caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tsar, that He had to give us an Onesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like punishing us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes rewarding us, like a parent doesn't enjoy punishing a child. So the parent gets angry at the child, A, that the child did what he did, and B, that the child forced him to punish the child. Because he doesn't want to punish the child, he wants to reward the child. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, it causes him pain. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Mem Vav, "Bizman shodim etzayr, shchina ma'omeres, kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi." At the tsar of every Jew, it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu tsar. And he doesn't want us to be hurt. A person doesn't bang his finger down here unless they announce from up there. Because you need a special hachwaza for a person even to bang his finger. Because everything comes from Shemayim. You need a special hachwaza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give us an onesh. Ideally, he wants everything to go smoothly. And when things don't go smoothly, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's an added sin. We have to give a cheshbon on the fact that Hashem had to punish us, and it causes Him so much tsar. And from this cheshbon of knowing how much tsar it gives Hashem when we're in pain, we know how close He is to us. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Truma Daf Kufnun, Chami Kamarachmanusa Dekutshebrichu Im Birohi Im Biryohi. See how much love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for His Brias. That even if a person is chayiv and he thinks of tshuva, but he doesn't do tshuva before he dies, and he dies, he's gonna be mekabel his onesh because he went without tshuva lebasar hu reisa. The shavi lemeva tshuva dias mekame malke love kud shabrichu askin lahu chay v'duchta b'medori d'shol v'tamin mitzavtsef tshuva. So there he's gonna get his onesh, but since he had a rotzen to do tshuva. He had a rutzen to do tshuva. He's going to have a special place in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's going to make him a special place to call out in tshuva. The horeis anochas makame kuchabrichu v'sover kol gzizin detari medari gehenu matelu aser dichay v'tamon u'botashbe v'isatzelei reis ha'kid lakadmin v'kidein mitzavs v'nishmas l'salkim v'gom v'gedor ha'shol v'les reis ha'tovet v'yisavit v'kama malka kadisha. So he gets out of the gehenu. He's down there. He's stuck in there, but he keeps calling out in tshuva, and that breaks through the gates of Gehenna. So it's mashman that this leaving of Gehenna is because he had a hurei tshuva, originally had a hurei tshuva. And these are hurei tshuva are what brought him out, what gave him the koach to leave, even though he didn't do tshuva karoi, but he still wanted to do tshuva. He had a hiru tov to do tshuva, and that's what gets him out of Gehenna. So since we get punished because we cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu tsar because he had to punish us, then when he punishes us, then he has more tsar. Then he has to punish us again. And then he has more tsar, so again. And it never ends. And that's what we have to give cheshbon on. So what's the Eitzah for that? The Eitzah for that, Rabbi Osai, and this is a big Yisur, is to be Mekabel Yisurim Be'ahava. That all the Yisurim we have, to accept them with love, to know that they come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a loving God, and through that, through these Yisurim, we get close to Hashem. And if we're not feeling the Yisurim, if we take it with love, so we're mamtik the Yisurim lamala, we make them sweet upstairs. That's our job. Our job is when things are rough, we're supposed to try to sweeten everything. And if we sweeten it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you're not Bitzar, then I'm not Bitzar either. So that's the idea of being mamtik the yisurim, being mamtik the dinim, sweetening the dinim by being makabel the dinim bi'ava. If we're makabel the din bi'ava, then up there HaKadosh Baruch Hu also kiviyachol doesn't have tsar, and then we don't get punished, and everybody's happy. We're happy we stop being punished, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy that we're not having tsar, and he can just give us reward. So when we're in this world, we could be makabel the yisurim me'ava. We have that choice, like it says in the Gemara in Shabbos and Peches Amid Beis. But what do we do in Gehenna? There's no way of being makabel the yisurim be'ava. There we don't have that option. So what do we have there? We have the Hurim Tovim, Madales Reis Atavid Yisavid Mekame Malka Kadisha, like the Zohar says. There's no goodwill that's lost before the Holy King. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barachav HaMerubim, in His great mercy. Makes the person in Gehenna feel a little bit of the sweetness of the Eitz HaChaim, to sweeten the bitterness, and then through these Yisurim, he goes back to Hashem, and they go up from Gehenna, like the Zohar seems to say. So, it's important in this world to have a Hurei Tshuva, take us out of that bad place, Chas v'Shalom, we should never get there. And when we have Yisurim in this world, to be Makabel the Yisurim v'Yahava. That's the Inyan of the Histaklus of Makavi ben Mehalalel. Mehalalel. Even though Mitzad Gufo, a person's like everybody else. However, he should know that Mitzad Nishmaso, since he's got such a holy neshama, his guf is also mesaleh, and it's going to be giving din v'cheshbon in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we can't do tshuva unless we feel the hargosh of the tsar shel maila. We have to feel this, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be feeling. In other words, we're giving din v'cheshbon. Feel, you don't want to come near sin. Feel what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeling. You don't want to cause him pain. Empathize with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol. Then, when we feel that Hashem is feeling pain when we're in pain, and we're makabel yisurim bi'ava, and we have simcha, and we say, oh, they're purifying us, and we were not feeling all the agonas and all the yisurim. I once heard a story like that in the Holocaust. Nebuch, they had them clean their bodies of lice with this disinfectant which was burning their bodies, and somebody told about himself that he was davening to Hashem as it was being done, and he said he's never felt such pleasure in his life. People thought he was crazy. He wasn't stopping to do it, but his nisham was miskaber on his guf. It was pilei plos. I wish I remembered where I saw that story, but that's the idea of being makabel the yisurim, and these are hasagos that I'm not even shaykh to. I don't even know why I told that story, but it's a ma'aseh shahaya that a person has just tremendous yisurim, and he's pashut makabel be'ava, like it says about Yaakov and Rachel. Vayu be'enav kiyamim achadim avosa osam, and he loved Rachel so much, all the years of work were like a few days. So that's what's mamtik the dinim, to say it's all out of love. But if a person isn't mamtik the dinim, rachmana litzlan, then he has tsar, and then it causes more tsar shel mala. But we have to say no. We're going to give din v'cheshben in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the cheshben is how much tsar we caused him. Therefore, and this is how we started, only through the idea that Hashem is Elokim b'shemayim imav al aretz mitochas ein od, only through that can we reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can get to Tshuvas Emes. Only through this idea and hasaga of knowing Hashem, only that's the only way, because we have to feel Hashem. Ve'ein atah bo lidei aveira. What's the cheshben? The cheshben is that we're causing tzar shel mala when we get punished. So if we know Hashem, if we feel His tzar, then we're not going to want to sin. We're not going to want to cause ourselves and Him tzar. It's like when your finger hurts you, it's because your brain, it sent your brain a message that you're in pain. It's all connected. So too, to know that our pain down here is all coming from Shemayim. It all connects to Shemayim. We know via Da'ata Hayom, through the Zohar, Hayom is Rosh Hashanah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sitting on His holy throne. And that's when He has this Gilui Ratzon, He reveals His will. He wants to be Dovik in the world, He wants to be Molech over the world. So that's the best time to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is Rosh Hashanah. You know that Hashem will akim b'shemayim imav al aretz mitochas ein od, and through that v'ashevosa al vavecha, we're able to do tshuva shleimus. We should all be zochim to Hashem to go mala mala in yedias Hashem, to feel a kadosh baruch Hu, to feel the pain of the shechina, and we shouldn't have yisurim. We should makabel all the yisurim be'ahava gemura amen v'amen. Shalom shalom, sweetest friends.